Cecil.
Cecil, madam, Cecil.
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 What?
I found these dice down in the hotel lobby. I was wondering if they might be yours.
What would I want with dice?
I don't know. You gamble sometimes.
Gambling, you say?
Well, they aren't just used for gambling. Most people use them for tabletop games and such.
Less interested.
In fact, did you know you can get wonderful dice like this at metallicdicegames.com?
Not really.
And did you know that the Rancor's Brothel can help you get 10% off on your order?
10% off a brothel?
No. 10% off your order at metallicdicegames.com, silly. And it's not really a brothel.
Countless email inquiries continue to suggest otherwise.
Just use their code RBP10 at checkout and you can get 10% off your order.
RBP10?
That's right, RBP10 at checkout at metallicdicegames.com.
I'd rather have the brothel.
Oh, you. Come on, we need to catch up with the others.
Fine. By the way, did you ever find that mangy dog of yours?
You know, I haven't yet.
Oh, look, a taco stand.
The Rancor's Brothel presents... A Dungeons & Dragons Adventure. Nev Thelian.
I will lower the ship down to have Pipsky and Claw dismount. Then I will raise the ship back up a couple feet, 100 feet in the air, toss the air anchor, and come back down with Cody.
Okay. So now Pipsky and Claw, and are you bringing the horses too?
No, I'll toss the horses some feed and they'll stay on the ship.
I really thought you were going to say toss them off the ship.
Fuck these horses, they're useless now.
Facts.
Okay, so you head back up the path. The three of you are now in the glade. What's next?
Pipsky, your master went that way, and I point towards the pool.
You perhaps misunderstand the nature of our relationship, but I will. Yes.
It was worth a shot.
Pipsky nonetheless wades into the pool and a moment later disappears.
So it's a portal? Is that what we got out of this?
Rook, would you like to roll an Arcana check?
Sure.
Nushka walks back into the pool.
Oh, from where you were on the edge?
Yeah.
You walk back into the pool, and a moment later, the air gets a good deal colder as you suddenly appear with Kellen and Alec and Rook standing all at the edge. And for a moment, you feel an odd displacement, and like you suddenly brushed against something with scales, but you look around and you don't see anything.
Oh, no, I assumed that I saw Pipsky come through, and I was going to come back through and yell at them for using her as a guinea pig.
I'll just point at Kellen.
I mean, it seemed rude to use Tin Man or the priest, and I shrug my shoulders.
24 on that Arcana roll.
Okay.
I mean, it was just confirming that it was a portal, right?
Yes, but additionally, you you take a look at it and what you just saw happen, and you're like, yes, that's a portal. And it should be. It looks like it's a, given that there's a path to this place and that nobody else is around, it's probably a permanent portal or at least a long-lasting one. You know that some portals like only work on specific days of the year or under specific circumstances. If that were the case here, though, you wouldn't expect to see the runes on the stones or... you know, a path to the place.
Sounds well.
Nushka says, come on, and goes back through the portal.
Kellen will follow.
Yep, same
here. Yeah, I'll go.
Okay, so you all cross back through and end up in the much warmer version of the pool. The waterfall trickling down behind you. As you all wade out and splash onto the shore, you hear a little bit of rustling behind you. and look up to see two elves standing at the top of the waterfall. And one of them sort of elbows the other and says, like, told you I heard something. And both of them sort of pull back bowstrings. And as they pull back the strings, sort of like crackling arrows of energy sort of appear on the bows. And the two of them, one of them yells out, who are you? Why are you here?
So Dave, was the part that you were waffling about giving me additional information, would it be fair to say that that was piecing together that portal could qualify as the Fende that we were looking for?
Oh, that does seem likely, yes.
Kellen will scream, obviously in common, because I don't speak Elven. I will scream, Miriel sent us.
I speak Elven.
I know, but you didn't say it.
Okay. Just saying, if you want me to translate, I can translate for you.
They're aiming weapons at us and getting ready to loose arrows. I figure I wouldn't mince words over who knows Elven.
The one who just yelled at you still keeps the bow pulled back. Well, the other one next to him sort of suddenly slackens the string. And the one who yelled and has the bow pulled back, it's like, don't know who that is. And the other one sort of like nudges him and leans in and whispers something to him.
I prepare fireball.
A moment later, he sort of yells back down to you. Anyone could say that.
Really? I don't think many people know about people who escaped Nephthelion.
I will translate. Unless you said they're speaking common.
They're speaking Elvish, but they do seem to understand, they understood the common.
Okay, so I wouldn't understand what they said. Never mind.
Do you understand this?
How far away are they from us?
Oh, 30 feet. Like, it's a short little waterfall, not too high.
But before we go any further, I'm gonna shout to them. I'm gonna let them know I speak Elvish, but my party does not. So let me translate, because I don't want them thinking that us speaking common back and forth. Or you said they understand common, they just don't speak it.
They responded to Kellen's yell. Yeah.
Okay. I just don't want them seeing us speaking and then not understanding us and freaking out.
This is universal, Craig.
The one who seems more hostile, I need a wisdom saving throw. Please.
That's a 19 on the die plus a number.
Motherfucker.
Fireball.
Have you heard of Nephthelion?
What did you try and do?
Don't worry about it.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Dave, anytime it looks like there is some lack of understanding going on, either on their part or our part, I'll do the translating.
Okay. Still in Elvish, one of them says, some sort of proof.
Not exactly.
I think Nushka took all
Jeff,
the keys.
What did you try and say?
Sorry, people talked over one another.
Jeff, what was it you were trying to say earlier?
If Rook tells me that he's looking for some kind of proof, I'll hold up an amulet.
Yeah.
That's where we got those.
And I will use Minor Illusion to create fireworks around it.
Okay. You hold up the amulet, and they sort of whisper back and forth to each other in Elvish a little bit longer. And strings slacken a bit. They don't like completely take the hands off them, and the arrows are still there. But the like, if you were sent, why were you sent?
We're trying to find the last key for Nephthelion.
That's not what we're doing.
Yeah, we're.
Does anyone else who understands Elvish want to interject?
Yeah. I understand Elvish.
Right, I know. Does Rook want to interject? Because
you're giving wrong answers.
I'm just wondering.
I forgot why that's wrong.
Recap. Miriel asked you guys to come up here to talk with the descendants of the survivors of Nephthelion.
Oh, right.
To ask them
what they
would like done.
He has the key, and we didn't go murder hobo on him like Dave expected, so we got sent on this fucking bullshit mission to see if they agree to allow us to search Nephthelion.
I know that, but you wouldn't let me speak.
Because you already said shit that's not true, so we're making sure that Troy
it's
knows
not exact,
it's not true.
No. Are we not searching for the key to Nephthelion?
All right. Please continue. I will no longer interrupt your lies.
We know
it's
where
not
the
a
key
lie.
Is.
Is it the huh? truth?
It's not. We know where the key is. It's not here.
We're still searching for it.
We're not really.
Do we have it in our possession?
Okay, Bill Clinton.
Anyway, this is all.
They don't need to know. They don't need to know every bit of it. I'm, you know, trying to.
I did not right. know where the Nephthelion key is.
All right, we're here to parley at the request of Mirael in regards to Nephthelion.
Those are two different things. Either way, you will need to speak to Daniel.
I guess that Daniel.
Damn, Daniel. What did you say, Daniel?
Daniel.
Daniel. A Daniel.
No, I want to speak to the Daniel.
I got a cousin, Daniel, back to it. Yeah, we're just here to talk with whoever we need to talk to.
Give peace a chance.
Yeah, can you set this talk up? Facilitate things?
Head down that path. We will follow you.
Sounds good, right, guys?
Yeah. On three, everybody fly in different directions.
Smoke bomb. Is that a spell? I cast it.
I think that's known as fog cloud.
Greater invisibility. Go.
Yeah, we will go down the road and let them follow.
Okay. They sort of meld back into the trees, and although it's probably difficult to spot them, you're pretty aware that they're just sort of following you along as you go.
It's an easy path to follow?
It is, especially since there's no snow on it. So you tramp back down through the woods for about a 5-10 minute walk.
Is there any way to determine whether or not this is like a planar shifted thing or a temporal wibbly wobbly timey wimey thing, or why the fuck it's summer here and not winter where we left?
Sanctuary.
Off. You are not immediately sure, no.
I mean, detect magic? I mean, I don't know what I would need to roll, but that's what Kellen's trying to figure out if he could. Okay. This is a fucking pocket dimension?
It's far too large for that. I mean, you can see sky and mountains around and so on. You could roll another Arcana check if you'd like.
Troy, hit me.
20.
Just a D4. Oh, never mind. Man.
You can have one.
Sweet.
Flash to genius, plus 5.
Oh, holy shit. And I get the plus 5? Well, I rolled 21 unmodified, so the 10 on top of that. It's a big number, Dave.
Yes, like 31?
Correct.
Oh, I wasted that.
I don't know that I would call it wasted. I appreciate it.
As you are sort of absorbing more information and evidence as you go along, Kellen feels pretty confident, sort of like by the time that you're reaching the end of this walk, that the portal you came through was probably a crossing and that you are probably in the Feywild.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that makes the most sense.
For our listeners at home that may not understand what that means.
I fucking love that soundbite every time. We're in the never. Yeah. The Seelie Court, the Unseelie Court. We're in fucking Narnia. We're in the magic realm of fucking fairies and shit.
Cool.
It's half a step out of the material plane.
Yeah, like the material plane has two parallel planes next to it. There's the shadow plane, then there's the Feywild.
Yep, they both resemble each other. The mountains that you're seeing are in the same place as the mountains you saw arriving in the area.
But we're just half a step out of reality.
Mm-hmm. All the colors seem brighter. The air smells nicer. It seems all the trees feel more alive.
I use message to contact Harry Dresden. Hey, bro.
He couldn't be bothered to get out of bed, but you might reach Bob.
Bob would know more, but would be less useful. BT Dubs, folks, read Harry Dresden. Aye.
When you reach the end of that path, you are standing in front of a tower that looks very similar to the one that you left behind on the material plane. However, up at its higher stories, this tower is connected via like long, gracefully arching bridges to three other towers. And sort of in the midst of all four towers, there's like a platform that is held up by arches that appear so slender and narrow that they don't look like they should architecturally support the thing that's there, which is just like a large platform with a awning over top of it. And from below, you can see that there's like, you can see that there's sort of furniture on it, but you can't really tell what exactly, you can't see the people from down here or what's going on. You can hear the sound of voices sort of floating down through the wind, and the doors to the tower are open.
We fly up to the boss level.
The two elves that followed you step out of the woods as you're reaching the same area, and be like, Edeniel, should be notified that you are here. Please wait.
Craig?
You elevator music?
one of them sort of, both of them go towards the tower. One of them stands at the door and just sort of watches you while the other goes inside.
What is the elven version of Girl of Ipanema?
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Never mind. Mm-hmm. Craig, you got me? No? All right.
You know what? I do have queued up on my, I don't save to watch on YouTube, is a video called The Girl from Ipanema is a far weirder song than you think.
I mean, yes. Anybody? No? Troy? Troy would be my next hope.
I mean, I know what the Girl of Ipanema is, but I don't know the fantasy elvish equivalent.
No, I mean, that's fair. I was just throwing out, he threw out elevator music, and that's the elevator music from Blues Brothers.
The Girl from Rivendell?
You would know this, Dave, if you don't know the song. It's a very famous accoutrement.
Yeah, you've probably heard the melody.
It's quite possible. I don't know.
It's quite funny to watch Chicago's finest smash into each other with patrol cars while the Blues Brothers ride the elevator to the Girl of Ipanema.
Ah, well, I mean, I have seen the Blues Brothers, but I have no distinct memory of the music.
It's a unique, haunting song. So whatever the elven equivalent is.
I believe it's in the movie Phantoms, in which Ben Affleck was the bomb man.
There's a lot of Girl of Ipanema. It's a very mildly famous song. There are lyrics to it, too, as well, but that's less utilized in film.
All right, so are we meeting the Daniel yet?
A couple minutes later, the first elf comes back out of the tower and says, follow me.
We're meeting Daniel, not the Daniel.
He leads you inside the tower and then up a long spiral staircase that sort of passes several doors and archways on the way up. But he does take you up to that, to the bridge that heads out across from tower to tower, and from that bridge onto another little walkway that goes to the platform in between towers. And as you cross over to it, you can see that there's about a dozen or so elves sitting around on couches and chaises. There's tables with fruit in silver bowls. There are carafes and glasses sitting around. It appears to be like just an outdoor lounge, essentially.
Cass comprehend and languages as a ritual.
That hold up, makes hold sense. Up.
Dave, I don't know if you did this manually and so it's on purpose or it's just by sheer coincidence, but the fact that your music playing in the background is the Lothlorien right as we're entering the Elven Refuge is just perfect.
It was totally intentional. I heard that change.
I was hoping it was the Girl from Ipanema. For the audience, I again have it on mute.
As you cross over, an elvish woman who looks like she's on the younger side for an elf. And again, it's a little hard to tell with elves, so for you to notice, she's probably not that old. She comes over, she's wearing a very nice but also quite utilitarian dress, and does have a dagger at her waist, and comes up and says, "Who are you intruding on our fine refuge?"
"Hey, bro."
"You have mentioned Mirael and Nephthalion, but who are you?"
"Yes, we were tasked to go try to uncover Nephthalion. Found it was very locked up. but we're sent on a task to retrieve those keys to unlock. We found two of the possible three, right? Or three of the four."
"We've got three of the four."
"Three of the four, that's okay. And we're trying to get the last one. And to be able to do that, we need, well, to make a long story short, we need your blessing to be able to give that to Mirael. Mirael, and he'll give us the key, supposedly."
She sort of walks very slowly in like a circle as she's sort of just sort of slowly walking around you. "Sent by whom?"
"Sent by whom what?"
"Sent to find these keys. Sent by whom?"
"We found a letter."
"University?"
No, Jeff, you don't speak Elvish. Oh, be quiet. Sorry.
"Since I don't speak Elvish, can I toss another message, Dave?"
Sure. I think that has a... Is it just somatic?
Let me look.
It's all three.
Not message, sending, and it is all three.
Okay. If you begin casting a spell, you will be grabbed by the arms by the two elves that brought you up here.
"Well, that seems rude."
"What are you doing?" Although, again, that's an elf. Oh, you understand Elvish for this time.
Trying to send a message of where we're at, I say in common.
"You reveal this location to anyone and you die."
Get f***ed.
"They are going to throw you over the edge of this thing. Make a athletics check."
"That seems awful rude."
"So were you."
I mean, you're not wrong. My athletics check is 7.
Okay. I rolled 19 on the die. They're tossing you over the edge of this platform. And
sure.
You've got like a 150-foot fall.
Sure. I fall 120 feet before I start flying again. And then I cast my fucking message.
you would, but actually you fall 500 feet instantly.
Well, that seems bullshit.
That's how the rules work. You unfortunately... Well, because what? You're flying using a broom, right?
No, I'm using boots.
He's got the boots.
Oh, you're using boots. Okay. That's all right, because it doesn't take you any time to get into or out of that or anything.
No.
Okay. Yeah, so you were able to pull up and fly around. How did the rest of you react to this?
Nonchalantly?
I just shrugged my shoulders.
Saw that.
Coming. I shrugged my shoulders. Thank you for ridding us of our annoyance. Quite frankly, he's a burden.
She looks at the three of you and then says... "Perhaps you do not understand. My people have survived by this long, by remaining hidden. If you are going to casually threaten our existence, then we are done."
"Well, again, you'll notice we didn't threaten you. That guy did."
"Speaking of threatening them, can I cast my message now? Or my sending now?"
Yeah.
"Yo, Mirael, bro. Found your folks in the Feywild. Think you wanted to come join us. I'm here. Come hit us up, bro." Because as I recall, he wanted to know where the fuck they were at because he didn't trust us to relay the message correctly.
Right, okay. You'll get a response just a moment later that says, "You realize the Feywild is just as large as the Material Plane, and that was not at all helpful, correct?"
I mean, I would describe within the 25 words where we're at.
You didn't, though.
"All right, fourth level spell. We're next to the fucking mountain, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. We're here. Come check us out because you have more powerful spells than me. Stop making me waste spell slots. bro.
Tell him where we entered.
Next to a pool, blah, 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 yada, 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 whatever he needs to know. I don't care if an elven vampire comes in here and fucks up these people. I just want the goddamn key, Dave. I've marked off both a third level and fourth level spot to message him again.
Wait, wait, wait. Did they throw you off or not?
Yes.
I missed something.
Yes.
Okay.
They did.
So where the fuck are you?
Down at the bottom of the ravine, flying messaging people. And, yeah.
Okay.
Daniel, up on the platform will say, does this mean you disavow this creature?
100%.
Yes.
I've been trying to do that for insert however long I've known him.
She nods to the others nearby and says, fine, hunt him down.
Whoa. We didn't know you were going to take it that far.
Did I not just explain the gravity of the situation?
Yeah.
What's going on, guys?
they're really mad because Kellen won't shut his mouth. So they're going to go make sure that he actually, you know, died down there. And I said I was kind of cool with it before I knew that was actually going to happen. But, you know, c'est la vie.
Thanks, holy man.
You forget I got ways.
We came all this way.
We came all this way because he wanted to talk to them. That's all I was communicating. So he could speak to them directly.
That is not anything that you said to these people.
I didn't have a chance. They threw me off.
Because you told them to eat a dick.
For sure. Because fuck them. They won't let me cast a simple spell.
Oh my god.
You don't go into a man's house and then reach into his fridge.
I reached into my pocket to make a phone call. That's what I did.
No, you didn't.
That's what sending is, actually. I reached into my pocket to
make
a phone
call. That is not the equivalent.
I think it's directly the equivalent.
And then you were directly told, hey, you can't use your phone. And then you were like, fuck you.
Right. They threw me off the bridge. We're evensies.
You'll see how evensies you are.
Dave, I will attempt to persuade. Say,
okay.
Look, he is a part of our party. He's a major asshole, whatever the Elvish word for an asshole is.
Funny enough, it's still asshole. It's one of those funny words that gets just directly, you know, carried over.
He is our companion, though. And you know, we don't need him to have this conversation, but we don't want him to die either. Is there some sort of agreement we can come to? If we talk to him, we can get him to cut the bullshit.
Actually, it depends on how much scotch Cody's had.
Yeah.
If he will... She starts the sentence and then looks over at the cleric. Like, that don't work.
I'm sorry.
If I have your word... She sort of looks at your holy symbol for a second to figure out whom you serve and so on. And then she says, if I have your word...
Ooh, making it on Troy.
You will not interfere, then, if
not
combined
with what?
Conversation, their secret location.
If you will not interfere, then we would be satisfied if we could place a geas upon the gnome. And remove his memory of the crossing.
BT dubs, I did spend another fourth level spell to let Mirael know exactly how to get here.
Yeah.
Okay.
But none of us know that.
No. I just want to lay it out there so Troy knows that he can make that promise, but it's 1,000% not true.
Yeah, but Troy doesn't know that, so shut your mouth.
Troy knows that. Alec doesn't know that, but Troy knows that, and that's what makes it more fun, Craig.
I mean, you're not wrong.
And the answer is about a third of a bottle of Glenlivet, by the way.
So, I'm guessing Rook would know this, but Craig does not. What a geas is again?
It's a binding spell, essentially, that puts
magical
on you a desire.
Quest.
Yes.
I didn't hear Jeff.
It's a magical compulsion.
Basically, they could say, like, you will not remember that this happened, and then I would never remember that it happened. That's kind of like the deal that I wanted to make with the Platinum Dragon, but it sounded way more cool than, you can't know our secret location.
Gotcha. I'm good with that.
I'm good with it.
Does Nushka object?
Nushka doesn't speak Elven. I don't even
know what y'all are saying.
We will convey this stuff to you, Jesus.
You're the one who made a big deal about me not knowing what's going on.
That's because I didn't want you throwing the university into this mix.
Yeah, I don't care if you wipe Kellen's memory.
Yes, we agree. The yeas
have it.
Right. He now understand our companion may object to this, but we will.
He ain't got to know.
We're good with it.
Very well then.
In fact, I would be happy to try and talk him into submitting to it peacefully.
Please do, because otherwise he won't like the alternative.
Okay. We need to take care of that before we proceed with anything else, I assume?
Correct.
Do I get a secondary response from Mirael?
Okay.
The only reason why I messaged him in the first place is because I thought he wanted to come talk to them. So I was giving him the ability to teleport up here and potentially talk to them if that's what he wanted to do. Because I feel like we made a big deal about the fact that he wouldn't trust what our answer was. But he didn't want to go with us until he knew where they were.
Yeah, you get a response that says, I will make arrangements and be there as soon as I can.
Dope.
I will ask if they can guide me down a path or something to get down to where.
They just sort of point to your broom.
Ah, okay.
So just like a matter of logistics, when exactly are you going to put this Gaius on them? Like before, like now, or like no. Right before we cross back over?
Oh, no, no.
Because I'm just trying to figure out, will that like stick? Because he's going to have to cross back over, right?
The border doesn't affect it.
No, I know that. I'm just saying, like, he's going to know he's in one place, and then we'll magically be in a new place. So, like, you know what I mean? I don't know if that's going to, like, still confuse him or
Worry about your end. We'll take care of the rest.
Okay. Again, I don't care if you, like, you know, scramble his brain. That'd probably be for the best.
Why you want to hate me?
How much time do you have? Nearly every fight we've been in has been provoked because of you.
You're probably not wrong.
How about we eschew the meta arguments for in character arguments?
This was an in character argument.
Kellen. I'm not blaming Cody. I'm blaming Kellen.
You're probably also blaming Cody, but you're totally right because I love making fights happen.
Rook, go down and find the gnome flying around.
All right, listen here, you little shithead. We're trying to do this diplomatically. You could tone down the assholery just a smidge, okay?
Mirael wanted to come talk to these fucks. That's all I did. I let Mirael know how to get here.
Cool, but you might have cleared it with them first and with us. I get what you're doing. You're not. It's not necessarily wrong.
Yeah, it's called right. That's what I was doing. I was right. We need the key. Mirael needs the key. I don't give a fuck about these guys. I need the key for Mirael.
Cool. But we get the key by giving a fuck about these guys.
No, we get the key by giving Mirael what he wants. He's on his way, by the way.
Right. And what he... Cool. So we can just chill and not create shit with them until he gets here, maybe?
No, I'm good. I mean, they're the ones who threw me off a fucking cliff.
Right, because you tell them to get fucked.
Yeah, because they decided that spellcasting is wrong.
Okay, they are concerned and are very touchy and afraid because they're in their special refuge and they don't want people coming to fuck their shit up.
They didn't...
You understand from their perspective, they don't know that.
Because they're smart enough to know what the fuck a sending spell is. So they could have said, hey, who are you sending to? And I said, oh, to your fucking sixth cousin twice removed. But they didn't ask that. They threw me off a fucking mountain. So get dicked.
Well, here's the difference between permission and forgiveness. Is because by the time you send the spell, they don't know who you've sent it to. And you could be lying. Whereas... If you'd explained who you're going to send a spell to before you did it, then they might have been cool with it.
I mean, you're not wrong, but they did throw me off a mountain before I could even send it. So,
I'm just saying you brought the situation or you at least committed to contributed to escalating. Understand that. Like, yes, they escalated by throwing you off a cliff, but you escalated first.
I don't know that I escalated first.
You told them to get fucked.
I mean, I'd tell a nun to get fucked. That's kind of how Kellen operates. And if she took me up on the offer, I'd say yes.
Okay, Kellen, you can operate that place that way in a lot of places. The three of us are tolerant of it a lot of times, but this is a diplomatic situation. It's not a time to be Kellen.
There's never not a time to be Kellen.
Okay, we can resolve this issue. We can recover. They want an agreement to place a Gaius on you, and I told them
no
that I would convince you to do it.
You realize that they get to dictate the terms in that, right? They could say, "Oh, you're a fucking 12 point IQ jackass," right? And that's what I am for the rest of my life. Are
not
you gonna?
How it works.
Shh, he doesn't know that. He doesn't know magic.
I have fucking 20 intel, and I'm a magic user.
Roll Arcana. Roll Arcana.
Okay. Okay. I will roll Arcana. Okay, you ready for this? Flash of genius, plus 15 bonus, 26. 26.
Yes, you know how a Gaius works.
Yeah. I know how it works, motherfucker.
That doesn't mean I'm not going to try and use it as a persuasive argument.
All right. They've promised us it's just that you will, the only point to the Gaius is that you will not be able to reveal this location to others.
No, I won't, because I already did.
Fuck.
Because that's the only way we get the key, is to tell Miraiel that these fucking descendants, because he's a vampire, right? These are his descendants. They fucking agree to let us whatever bullshit. That's his bullshit. He can come here and talk to them. That's his prerogative.
Okay. Dave, did Miraiel, is he coming? Did he agree to that?
That's what Kellen is telling you.
Good point. Good point. Is he really coming here? Cody, is he really on the way?
That's what Kellen is telling you. Kellen would also tell you vaccines cause autism if he thought that would get you to agree with him. So you decide what is true.
All right. All right. So, okay. If your whole goal was to send your message about the location, you did it.
I did.
You could accept. Yeah. So you could accept the Gaius that you won't do it again. And you've already accomplished your goal. If you don't lose anything. You don't lose anything.
I'll hang out here at the bottom of the pit until Miraiel shows up.
I don't think they're going to go for that, because you could get up to all kinds of hijinks down here. You and I both know that.
You look up and you see a good number of elves moving along the edges of the bridges and towers. They all look like they have bows.
I wave at them.
You see a few other people moving among the base of the towers now.
I do this bit. I fart in their general direction.
This is definitely going to help your situation for sure.
It's more of a rage against the machine thing. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me kind of thing.
You're gonna start a fight.
No, 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 no.
We don't have to start a fight here.
I'm not starting it. I have not thrown a single fireball yet.
Okay. If there's a button that says, if you push me, something explodes. And you push that button.
Which I would.
Sure, you could say technically it's the machine that caused the explosion. It's not me pushing the button that caused the explosion. It's the machine that caused the explosion. But you know what? That's not true. That's not accurate. You push the button, you cause the explosion.
You know what I love is that Craig is the only one who's trying to fight for my soul. Jeff and Troy have already said fuck him. And I agree with Jeff and Troy. Like, I love that Craig is trying to save Kellen's soul. Thank you, Craig.
I don't give a fuck about your soul. I just don't want to fight the elves.
I mean, we didn't have to fight the elves. They were going to kill him, and we were going to get away, so.
Oh, shit. Okay. Kellen, we'll sit down here and do nothing. I will agree to that, Rook. I will sit down here and do nothing. I have passed my message to Miraiel. Tell them he's going to show up. He wants to see them and talk to them. That's what he wanted. We have fulfilled that part of our contract.
The real big gamble. I'm gonna go tell them.
I mean, you're not
tell them.
You're not wrong, but that is what he wanted, and that is what I did. So
Kellen, I'm gonna let you know right now. I'm gonna go up there. And I'm gonna be honest with the elves. I'm gonna tell them you've already sent a message that to Mirael, Mirael alone, who is one of their kind, and wanted to come to speak with them.
Used to be,
but you need to be ready. You should be ready for arrows to start flying.
Okay, fine.
I'm just letting you know. I'm just letting you know. I'm gonna be honest with them, and I'm gonna try and do it as diplomatically as possible. But you might have arrows flying at your face in a minute.
I mean, they don't have the key, so I don't care what they think. Right. Mirael has the key.
The person who has the key does care what they think.
No, he doesn't. He wants to talk to them.
Yes, he wants their blessing.
He wants to talk to them because he cares what they think.
Okay, he doesn't care what I do. He cares what they think, so they can talk to him.
He does, right, and what you do affects how they think. He cares what they think, so he cares what you do.
I mean, Cody understands what you're saying, Craig. Kellen probably doesn't give a shit. So we'll see how this plays out.
Okay, Rook, you're going to go back up.
You want to come down? Troy, do you want to come down here and cast Friend on him or something?
Jeff has already left the recording. He doesn't give a shit anymore, which is fair. I don't blame him.
Nah, he's back.
He's back, but that doesn't mean that he gives a shit.
I've given Kellen my warning. I'm flying back up.
Okay.
No.
And what are you going to say when you get there?
Craig has done everything to help me out. I appreciate it from a Cody perspective. From a Kellen perspective, fuck these elves.
So as you come back up, Ed Daniel says, well, will he submit?
So here's the thing. Our master, Mira.
Let's not refer to him as our master.
I'm using that phrase while Cody's not around. Let it go.
I don't want him, when he finds out that he's a vampire, to think that he's our master.
Fucking four Renfields all over the goddamn place.
Okay, not our master. Look, one of your kind, Mirael, who asked us to come here to speak to you, wants to speak to you directly, supposedly. And he may or may not already know where here is. And
thanks, Rudy Giuliani.
Our companion has agreed he'll just sit quietly down at the bottom of the ravine and do nothing whatsoever with arrows pointed at his face until Mirael arrives to speak with you.
As I'm hearing this, I'm just shooting Rook the "are you fucking real face?" Like, what are you doing?
Oh, shit.
This is the best as I can.
Nushka's just smiling like she's happy to be here. No idea what's being said.
I love the idea that Nushka is just smiling and nodding and looking to the next person and smiling and nodding. Like, yes,
this
yes.
It's like the scene in Fellowship when Aragorn and Haldir are off at the edge talking in Elvish earnestly. Actually, yep. Very similar because it's a dwarf again.
So while he would rather not submit to a Gaius, he will promise to sit there and do nothing, and you can point all the arrows at him you want until our discussions have concluded. Would that work for you?
I mean, if you need any assistance in, with the Gaius spell, I can give you some guidance along the way, whatever you need to help to make sure that secures.
And an older looking elf steps up next to her and says, "You just admitted they have already betrayed our location."
Again, not they, he, that one guy.
Yushka looks at the guy who just walked up and smiles and nods.
And he sort of says, "How do we know we can trust them any more than the gnome?"
Is that loud enough for us to hear?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been nothing but straightforward and honest with you. I've been on board with you killing him outright. You want to do that? Fine. We can go back to plan A if you want. You still want to do plan B? Again, whatever assistance you need, I'm here for you.
I will slowly, I'll say, let me demonstrate. I will slowly set my shield and weapons on the floor in front of me and back away. Sure, maybe you can't trust him, but I'm not here to start shit.
The older elf casts something real quick, and then looks back at Edna and says, give it a moment, we'll see. Kellen, make a wisdom save.
That doesn't sound great. Hold on a second here.
Especially since I'm wondering, can you raise... I mean, I guess the spell save DC could be high. I don't know how.
I rolled a 7, which is a critical failure for me. That is
a critical failure?
Because I get a +6 and I rolled a 1. It's math.
Kellen, you suddenly feel a strong and urgent need to protect this place and the knowledge of its location from anyone that is not already part of this community.
Sure. Okay. I accept that.
A few moments later, make another wisdom save.
I'm getting a better die. Hold on. That was 100% better. It's an 8 instead of a 7.
Okay. So a moment later, you feel prized to suddenly be sitting in this glade, because the last thing you remember is emerging from the pool with your friends.
Okay. What? Unless you want to provide other stimuli, I'm assuming I'm going, what?
Yeah, an elf walks up to Kellen and says, your friends are up there on the platform. Feel free to go see them.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. We have to protect this place. It's super important.
I'm glad you understand.
And I fly up there.
As Kellen is doing so, Daniel says, seems our situation has, well, that we've come to an understanding, shall we say. I am interested to talk about your actual purpose, but we'll have to do it on the way. So I'm afraid we were about to leave. So if you want to learn more, you'll be coming with us to the Seelie Court.
Craig, you did convey that Cody called Muriel, right?
Yes, that's...
I didn't hear him say it.
I did.
He did.
In my pitch, I told everyone.
Don't say that.
Yeah. So, in the spirit of honesty, as you learned, he's called Muriel to come here. How he gets here, I'm not sure exactly. But he's may not be the man you knew him or knew of him.
Also,
we have only ever known the name.
Also, it might take him like months and months.
Yeah, I got the feeling he's got a much faster way of travel. So what do you know of him then? And I guess, I mean, we can have this conversation as we walk, but it's pretty important.
Let me know when I show up, Dave.
I mean, probably by now. It was not far to fly.
Guys, whatever we do, don't say that the fucking vampire elf is on his way here, okay? Don't tell him that.
You don't remember that.
You wouldn't remember that.
I wouldn't remember that? Damn. I was really hoping to, like... He didn't say I forgot anything. Now I want to protect this place. Which is to say, don't tell the fucking vampire elf that he's on his way here.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't want to do that now. But you also don't remember that you did it.
Okay, fair enough. Whatever we do, don't tell Muriel the vampire that this is the place where it's at, guys. Don't message him. Don't send him a communication, because... Like, he's going to show up and fucking turn them all into fucking Renfields. I don't know.
Sure. Sounds good. We won't say anything.
Excellent. Because this place is special and we got to protect it, okay? It's important.
You're absolutely right.
I don't know how we got here, but we have to protect them.
We will do that, buddy.
Great. Don't let me down.
I see we have much to discuss. Come along. And let's leave it there.
You know, anytime I can leave Dave going, holy shit, what did I do? And Jeff and Troy with their hands and their heads in their hands, I feel like we've succeeded at a D&D campaign.
Well, I mean, For a while there, I thought that you were indeed going to do suicide by stubbornness.
No, just completing my mission. Just completing my mission. Our title track, They Left Me In Here, was composed by Daniel Rann as part of the Beyond Skyrim Bruma original soundtrack and is being utilized under Creative Commons 4 Attribution Sharealike license. Enjoy what you heard? Check us out online at rancorsbrothel.com and the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this show with your friends. Want to chat? Follow us on Twitter at rancors_brothel or by emailing therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. To interact with other fans, check out the Fans of the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.